Something that we have covered here on The Hard Shoulder in the past is the issue of dog fouling. But when you take the issue of litter in general, there has been a noticeable increase of face masks and coffee cups left thrown on the ground in recent months. Well, across the pond, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is suggesting to people to confront those that they see littering. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been putting this idea to people who are involved in the collection of rubbish and to find out how big an issue littering is right now. Well, how did you get on, Josh?
Well, Mark, as you know yourself, there have been several litter awareness campaigns run in this country. Even myself, going back to primary school, I remember there'd be a litter warden chosen every week and you'd go around reminding people not to be littering. Now, not many of us were huge fans of putting on the high-vis vest, but the education around littering has always been there. And we can see, even if you go for a walk, which many of us are doing these days, you can just see the number of masks that's been discarded. And as you mentioned, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he suggests confronting people. So I asked these people around the Rathfarnham Ternuri of Dublin, how would they feel? And would they feel comfortable doing that?
I was only yesterday walking my dog to the river and there was a guy eating a sandwich and drinking a bottle of Coke. The next thing, your man throws his paper on the ground. My dog kind of sniffs and smells it. I pick up the paper, throw it back at him, and he throws it back away. And I just pocket it. And then I come back 5 minutes later and his empty bottle of Coke is on the side of the river. That's just pretty terrible.
And it comes from the parents down to the children. So if we see rubbish on the floor, we go to all the different parks. I would pick up rubbish to show by example. But I do think the council need to have more bins, 100%.
In the UK, they're being asked to confront people if they see someone littering. Would you feel comfortable doing that?
I would. Well, I'd say you shouldn't be doing that. You're wrecking things for everybody and sort out your rubbish. It's not policed. People have to suffer some consequence for doing it, otherwise why wouldn't they keep doing it?
Have you intervened or have you asked people?
I am the nutty woman that'll follow somebody and say, do you have a bag, would you like a bag? So I know I'm that person that people would probably hate to encounter, but at the same time you have to have a clean park for the use of everybody. You've got kids running around and, you know, playing on the ground.
What about someone throwing a crisp packet or a bottle? Would you confront someone if you saw someone doing that?
Depends on the circumstances. There's times I would, yeah. But you can see along the river here, the masks, it's disgusting. It's a serious problem at the moment. I don't think there's no enforcement.
So more needs to be done by the
absolutely,
council?
Absolutely, absolutely. More litter wardens, dog wardens.
You know, I live near the canal and it's, even up there in the water by the Dudder, it's just filthy. It's just, I've never seen it so bad. You know, I saw a bird's nest yesterday with masks and two cans around it, and it's just awful. It's awful.
And would you feel comfortable now if you were walking down here and you saw a group drinking cans or whatnot? Would you walk over to them if you saw them throwing it?
Of course I would, and it's a case of engaging with them rather than ordering or, you know, adopting a higher moral ground. It's not a case of you, me good, you bad. It's a case of let's all work together.
I suspect he's a braver man than a lot of the rest of us. People out walking around South Dublin, they're giving their reaction to a confrontational approach to tackle the issue of litter. Now, Josh, who else did you speak to on this? And what about the people who go out with their black bags trying to keep our county and our country clean?
Yeah, so as you know, there's plenty of tidy towns and community groups all across the country putting in incredible voluntary work in this area. But after speaking to a few of them, they just say it's an uphill battle because the level of disposable packaging, which has increased in the past year, it's falling onto our streets and our byways. I met up with Vodik Agai, who volunteers with the Dodder Action Group and Tala Litter Mugs, to find out how he believes the issue should be addressed.
For instance, last Saturday, seven of us picked up 14 bags. Now, we didn't find the bags, we filled the bags. We filled the bags with single items and also smaller bags of waste. And we did this in 2 hours in a 200 metre stretch of the Dodder River. So it is, it's continuous, you know. And the blue face mask now is the most numerous item of rubbish.
Over the years, there's been numerous awareness campaigns, yeah. And people know when they throw something out the window or yeah. Over the ditch, what they're doing is wrong, but they still do it. Yeah. So how do you reduce this, or what needs to be done to stop it?
Well, personally, I think there should be more litter wardens. So for this area, there's one litter warden to every 55,000 citizens. So people litter with impunity. They're not going to be confronted, or very seldom will they be caught. So people know this, you know.
And just when you say confront it, in the UK it's been suggested that people should maybe
approach someone and tell them to stop? What do you think of that?
The culture isn't here. Some people will do it, but you wouldn't approach drinkers because they'd be under the influence of drink, and it'd be very difficult. We have a lot of drink waste in this area in the park along the Dodder, so it just wouldn't be a good idea to approach people. I have confronted people. It doesn't go down too well. You're abused, but some people will do it, but I don't think most people will do it. So I think it's up to the council to have more litter wardens.
Actually, on that subject, we had the minister responsible in this area, Josefa Madigan, not so long ago, and I asked her when was the last time she saw a litter warden, and I'm not hanging her out to dry here. She said, honestly, she couldn't remember, and neither can I. I don't know that I've ever seen one. One of the volunteers from the Dodder Action Group and Tala Litter Mugs calling for an increased policing of litter control. So, Josh, as the man said there, there is litter everywhere. They filled 14 black bags in a 200-metre stretch.
Yes, Mark, and that's not even the worst of it. I met with Louise Morrissey from the Crumlin Cleanup Group, which has around 120 volunteers, from children to people over the age of 80, all going out trying to keep their area clean. She tells me they're seeing more and more rubbish over the past year.
It's an enormous issue, and I think even more so since lockdown. The Crumlin Cleanup Community Group, week over week, we collect on average between 80 to 90 bags of litter a week. And in addition to bags, we're also picking up large scale items like mattresses, abandoned shopping trolleys. So it's become an enormous issue.
What needs to be done to reduce the problem?
So I definitely think awareness and education is the first port of call, so that kids grow up with that top of mind. I think another is the use of bins. I think in some communities there simply isn't enough bins in the area. I think enforcement is a large part of it, really following through on fines, making sure that litter wardens are visible in the area. Dog fouling is a massive issue in this area.
And how do we hammer the message home? What about confronting people? How would you feel about that approach?
So I think it's a sensitive approach would need to be taken. I do think some people are hesitant to do it, particularly if it's neighbours confronting neighbours. So they might be a lot less reluctant to call people out. They're also probably worried about how a person might react. And that has happened, you know, where a volunteer, you know, may have seen particular behaviours over a long period of time and, you know, enforcement hasn't worked. And so confronting the individual, you know, it's at that person's risk. So you could end up in a very negative situation that could escalate. So I think caution is needed.
Louise Morrissey there from the Crumlin Cleanup Group. Now, if you've just joined us, it is the Hard Shoulder on News Talk. We're talking about the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's call for people to confront litter bugs. So how would you feel about calling out your neighbour or someone that you saw dumping a filthy mask on the street? Josh, what's the story with litter wardens? Are there actual fines? Are there actual litter wardens? Has one been seen at all? But are there actual fines being handed out to people for not disposing of their rubbish correctly?
Well, like you, Mark, I haven't actually seen a litter warden myself either. But if you're caught littering, you can be fined €150 on the spot. Or if it goes to the courts, you could be fined €3,000. But it's the getting caught that people say they're not seeing enough of. I spoke with Enda Hoy, who works in the waste enforcement section of Fingal County Council. Now, he tells me they issue up to 1,000 fines every year.
Basically, people seem to be kind of going into town centres, getting takeaway foods and beverages, and then leaving behind litter rather than kind of putting that litter in a bin or taking it home with them. And even in terms of illegal dumping and fly tipping, that's also increased over the past 12 months, as much as 60% compared to last year.
What's the council doing to help reduce this so we'll see less litter on the streets?
I suppose in Fingal, we have 6 litter wardens that carry out patrols 7 days a week. At weekends, they're visiting parks and beaches and proactively talking to people about the importance of putting litter in bins or taking it home with them. Litter must be put in a bin. If the bin is full, you have a responsibility to find another bin or to bring it home with you. And I suppose the motto is, don't leave any trace. Litter wardens are also talking to businesses to make sure they're fully aware of their responsibilities to take to ensure that takeaway packaging isn't littering their local areas. It's really just a combination of things. We try to engage as much as possible with the local community. The awareness campaign is also an important element of that. And it's just really important just to raise awareness among the local community, the importance of, you know, using bins, of not littering. I suppose the message is quite simple. You are responsible for disposing of your own kind of litter and waste, so don't leave any trace. Like, illegal dumping costs local authorities hundreds of thousands of euro each year, money which could be spent on providing better services to businesses and to local communities. So everyone really has a responsibility to dispose of the waste in a safe and sustainable manner.
That was Enda Hoy there from Fingal County Council, describing how bad the issue of littering has got over the past years, as there are more face masks and coffee cups thrown on the ground. And indeed, thanks to Josh Crosby for that.